There was a great gaon, a great rabbi who passed away in 1976. I hope that some of you have heard of him. His name is Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky was a great dayan in London for 17 years. He was Rosh Hashiva, he was in Eretz Yisrael in his later years. And when he was a dayan in London, when he was head of the, he was the av based in London, he used to have this Friday night Chumash learning group that he would learn with young teenage boys. Most of them were not B'nai Yeshiva, like the Talmidim of our Yeshiva. They were boys who were less connected to Torah. And it's an amazing thing to think about, that one of the Gedolei HaDor, every Friday night, would spend time learning Chumash, just teaching the Parsha, on a very simple level, to these young boys, again, most of them who had very little connection to Torah otherwise. And he said the week of Parshas Kisetze arrived, and he started thinking to himself, how am I going to explain Parshas Kisetze to these young men? He said, you open up Parshas Kisetze, and it describes a Jewish soldier going out to war. And in the battle, he sees an Esh HaSifas Tor. He sees this beautiful non-Jewish woman. So you think, there's nothing to talk about. A Jewish man, non-Jewish woman. There can't be a relationship between the two of them. And yet the Torah matirs, albeit with different conditions, but the Torah essentially says to this Jewish soldier on the battlefield, you see this beautiful woman, you can't control yourself, okay, we'll come up with a heter for you. Rashi says, based on Kedusha Daf Chaf Aleph, Ludibra Torah El Kenegedi Yitzhara, basically you have a taifa, so give into it. That's basically the message of the Esh HaSifas Torah. So Yecheskel Abramsky is sitting all week thinking, how am I going to explain this to these young men, who everything I try to tell them is about learn self-control, conquer your Yetzirah, don't give in to every desire that you have. And here, we're going to sit down for our weekly Chumash class, open up the Parsha, and lo and behold, what do we encounter? You have a Yetzirah, it's okay, you should indulge that Yetzirah, you should give in to that Yetzirah. He couldn't figure out what to do. How am I going to explain these psukim? And he said all week he was davening over it, he just didn't know, what am I going to say? It seems to go against everything I've been trying to teach. He said, until finally, Friday night by the Suda, Leil Shabbos by the Suda, he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a breakthrough. And the young men show up that Friday night, and he's sitting with them, and he says to them, before we open our Chumash, I just want to tell you that what we're about to learn tonight is going to mechayev you, is going to obligate you in all of Torah and mitzvahs. There's no turning back. If you're an honest person after tonight's Chumash lesson, you're going to realize that everything that's found in the Torah, you have to keep. And there's really no excuse. And he went on to explain to them, he said, here you have a situation where the Torah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu has assessed, Kadosh Baruch Hu with his infinite knowledge has said about this Jewish soldier, who's under physical pressure and emotional stress, and he's in a very difficult situation, and he has the Yetzirah, and the Torah says, you know what, in such a case, this Yetzirah is impossible to conquer, so we'll find that, we'll figure out a way, Hashem says, to allow you to give into this Yetzirah. But what does that say about everything else in the Torah? What does that say about everything else in the Torah that Hashem says you can't do? Yeah, but no, but Hashem, this Yetzirah is impossible. I'll never conquer this Yetzirah. It's too hard. This situation is too demanding. Hashem, it's unreasonable. You don't understand me, Hashem. Says Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, apparently, if it's too hard, Hashem lets you take a heter. Hashem will give you a way to do it if it's too hard. He wouldn't ask it of you if it's too hard. That's what you learn from the Esh HaSifas Torah. Apparently, everything else in the Torah, even if it's challenging for us at times, apparently, it's within reach. Apparently, it's very doable. Chaver, what did we learn? And with that, he said, open up your Chumash, you're now ready to learn. What did we learn this past Shabbos? Parshas Bahar tells the story of Shemitah. Listen to this Lashon of the Medrash. Listen to how the Medrash describes the strength of people who keep Shemitah. It's a Medrash Yalkut Shimoni. The Medrash says, "Binoeg Shabaolam, Adam Osa Mitzvah Liyom Echad." The way of the world is a person has a mitzvah. Using mitzvah, the Medrash using the word mitzvah as like a job, a task. A person has a mission for a day. Imagine someone says to you, "I need you to be focused on this particular task for the entire day." Okay, it's a lot, but you know what? For one day, I'll push myself. Imagine someone says to you, "L'Shabbos Achas." For a full week. For 1 week, I need you to be solely focused on this thing. That's a lot to ask. All right, I'm willing to try. How about l'chodesh echad, for a full month? Imagine someone gave you a specific task for 1 month straight. You need to be perfect in this inyan. It's very hard. Shema l'chol yamos hashana. But even the most demanding boss, even the most demanding boss doesn't say, for a year straight, I need you to be totally focused on this mission. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, Shemitah, for 1 year I want you to be focused on what? I want you to be completely focused on this mitzvah of Shemitah. It's so unfathomable that in the Chumash itself, it tells us what we're going to say. What are we going to say? What are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? The Pasuk has it in the Chumash. How are we going to make it? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, relax. I give you a bracha. If you take it on, if you're willing to accept the achrayus, the responsibility, if you believe that I wouldn't give you a mitzvah you can't handle, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you just do the best you can and you'll see. You'll see wondrous things. You'll see an amazing bracha. This farmer is looking at his field, says the Medrash. V'deincha michakle bira. He sees that his chakal, his field is lying barren. Karme bira. And he sees that his vineyard is getting ruined. Vishosik. And he says, this is what Hashem wants. He's willing, with great strength, to keep quiet, to not complain, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him something that is entirely possible. It's very difficult, but it's doable. Yesh, says the Medrash, listen to the last words of the Medrash. Yesh lecha gibur chayil gadol mizeh. Is there anyone in the world who's stronger than this Shemitah farmer? Is there anyone more courageous than this Shemitah farmer who takes on this task, this God-given task for a full year? It's unbelievable. Chaver, that's unbelievable. So now we understand the answer to the question, Ma inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? The parsha begins by telling us that there's a link between Shemitah and Har Sinai. And Chazal very famously tells us, Rashi tells us that what? That just like Shemitah is a parsha with all the details about Shemitah, so too at Har Sinai all the mitzvahs were given with all their details. That's the classic interpretation, the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. But you know what we could say? We could say that the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai is, if you study the mitzvah of Shemitah, if you want to pick a mitzvah that's hard, there's no mitzvah as hard as Shemitah. Yesh lecha gibur chayil gadol mizeh. Is there anyone stronger than the Shemitah farmer who takes on for a full year a commitment to Shemitah? And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can do it. So if you can do that, Ma'in Yishmitei Tzal Har Sinai, it tells you about all the other mitzvahs. That a person who's willing to be courageous and to take on mitzvah, not always so easy. But again, don't forget Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky told those young men on that Friday night somewhere in London, in probably the late 1950s, as they were sitting there learning Chumash together. If it's too hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't ask you to do it. Eishes Yifas Tar, it's too hard, we come up with a heter for this soldier. But everything else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in his Torah, you just have to accept it upon yourself in a serious way. To believe that Hashem wouldn't ask you to do something that you're not able to do, and to say to yourself, I know I can do this. I remember when I was a kid, maybe some of you know this children's book. You ever hear of the children's book, The Little Engine That Could? Who's familiar with this book? Anyone? By a show of hands. Okay. That's it's a mir ha-matzoy at least. Yeah? What's the story of the little engine that could? You have this train that breaks down, and now all these things that need to get to the other side of the mountain are stranded. Until finally this little engine comes along. And they're desperate. They've asked everyone else to help, but no one wants to help. Everyone's too busy. Everyone's too tired. The little engine comes along. This little blue engine comes along and says, you know what? I'm willing to try. I understand someone needs to take achrayis for all the people on the other side of this mountain who need these things. And when you take achrayis upon yourself, all of a sudden, you have this new strength. So what's the famous line from the little engine that could? Right, what does the little engine say as the little engine happens to be female, if you read the book carefully, and the daik in the book. The little engine, as she's going over the mountain, she says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And because she says, I think I can, she's zocha to go over the mountain. So chavra, you know what a Jew has to say? It's more than I think I can. Chavra, it's more than I think I can. A Jew, the little Jew that could has to say, I know I can. How do I know for sure? Maybe I can't. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe some mitzvahs are out of reach. Maybe some yetzaharas are too difficult to conquer. How do I know for sure? You know how I know for sure? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows me much better than I know myself, says that I know you can. So a Jew goes over the mountain and he says, I know I can. I'm going to climb over that mountain. I'm going to climb that mountain of challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put before me. Ma'inin Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. If I can do Shemitah, I can do anything. And I can do Shemitah because I'm a Gibor Chayil. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the bracha, like it says, Mefurish in the Parsha. That Hashem is going to give you the bracha to achieve what seems to be impossible at times. Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld once walked into a classroom. Rabbi Freifeld walked into a classroom and he wrote on the board the following pasuk. Now you have this pasuk both by the Nazir, you also had it in this past week's parsha, part of, again, it's a similar phrase, not exactly the same. But when a person, right, wants to give their erech, give their value to the Beis HaMikdash, like it says in Bechukosai, so the parsha begins by saying, Ish ki yafli neder. You have it by the Nazir also. Da'abei Rabbanei Yisrael va'amarta aleim isho isha ki yafli lindur neder. Nazir. La'Hashem. To become a Nazir for Hashem. To give your erech, a donation to Hashem. So Rabbi Freifeld said to this group of young students, he said to them, why do we refer to nedarim, a commitment, naziris, why does the Torah use the lashon of yafli? Which means something wondrous. What's so wondrous about a nether? What's so wondrous about giving your value to the Beis HaMikdash? What's so wondrous about becoming a Nazir? Right? Where does the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazak, in the 14 books of the Rambam, where does the Rambam talk about these things? In a sefer called Hafla'a. It's wondrous. Pela. Mafli la'asos. Like an Asher Yatzar. So what's so wondrous? What's so wondrous about taking a nether? You know what's wondrous? As Rav Shlomo Freifeld explains. Sometimes a person looks at something in front of himself and says, I can't do it, it's too hard. It's not possible. But then he says, I'm going to take a neder. Whether it's a formal neder, a formal promise, a commitment to do it, or whether it's just a neder in the form of a commitment, takes a chrayas, I can do this. And instead of telling himself over and over again, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, he says, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can. Once he says that, all of a sudden, ish ki yafli, all of a sudden, he sees wondrous things in his life. What's the wonder? The wonder is that he's surprised at himself. Wow, I actually can do this. Where did he get the strength to do it? You know where he got the strength? Because he made a commitment to it. He said, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me I can do it, then I know I can do it. And that's the pella, that's the wonder that comes with what? That comes with that commitment that a person makes to whatever it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking of us. So I'll just leave you with an amazing story that I saw. They just put out recently, they put out a volume from Rav Schechter, called Rav Schechter on the Parsha. And one of the pieces, one of the earlier pieces in the Bereishis section of the Sefer, maybe Parsha Vayeshev, he has a piece called Challenges. And he tells the following story that he heard from a Jew from Eretz Yisrael. He says, a Jew came from Eretz Yisrael and he told them about a Sephardi family in Eretz Yisrael who, listen to this family in three separate wars in Israel on behalf of fighting for Eretz Yisrael, fighting for the Jewish people, they lost three sons in battle, the three separate wars. Can you imagine? Imagine the pain of a family, God forbid, losing one child. Right? Imagine a soldier fighting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, killed in the battlefield. I think the law is in the Israeli government that if God forbid, a family member dies fighting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that the rest of the family members are already totally exempt from going to the battlefield. But I guess their next son also, he wanted to fight for the Jewish people. And he was also killed in battle. And then a third son in the third war was killed in battle. So can you imagine going to pay a shiva call to such a family? They're sitting shiva for their third son who died in such a tragic way. No one knew what to say. So the father who was sitting shiva, said, I'll tell you something that I heard. B'shem the Saba Kadisha Al-Fandar. Tell you an insight. And you'll remember it because we say this pasuk every day. You say it in the Ha'alukas. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no Saint Sheleg Katsomer. What does it mean that Hashem is no Saint Sheleg Katsomer? The Pashup Shad is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives snow that looks like Semer, like wool. Right? Summer, the way we pronounce it in the Pasuk. HaNo Saint Sheleg Katsomer. Pashup Shad is Hashem, when He spreads out the white snow on the ground, it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out, you know, clean white wool all over the earth. Okay. But this father said, I heard the following insight. Hanosin Shelek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes your life cold and difficult in accordance with Ka Tzomer. Like the wool. Meaning what? Hashem will only give you a challenge if you have the clothing, so to speak, to warm yourself. Hashem will only make it as cold for you as you have the ability to what? To survive that winter, to survive that storm. And he said, this father said, with tremendous emunah and bitachon in Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, our family, such a nisayon, that means that we have the ability to pass such a nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us challenges that we can't handle. That's the message of the Shemitah farmers. That's the message of Ish Ki Yafli Lindor Neder, the Pella, the wonder of making a commitment to Hashem. You see wondrous things in your life. And again, that's what Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky told those young teenage boys on that Friday night. That if it's too hard, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a hefer. But if it's not too hard, the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the Torah. And Hashem says, it might be a challenge, but I know you can do it. So Mirtz Hashem, we should take upon ourselves, we should learn. You read a Parsha Shemitah, comes around only once in a while, and it's not even Daraisa today, and I feel like I'm not a farmer, so it doesn't have a kesher to me. Just remember the words of the Medrash. Yesh lecha gibur chayil gadol mizu. Is there any greater warrior than the person who keeps Shemitah? Ma'inin Shemitah etzel Har Sinai. Again, learn from Shemitah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can survive Shemitah, then you can survive anything in Torah and Mitzvahs. And Emir Tzashem, if we take that achrayas upon ourselves, then we'll all see wondrous things in our lives in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu.